Glory to God. Christian likes to steal your information, which is what she started doing this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Pastor Roz. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Kristen talking about being in a new place. We're in a new place, y'all. We're in. We have entered in. She didn't know this was what I was going to talk about. But we have entered into a new stage of existence. We've entered in. We're not getting ready to. We're in there. 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 But sometimes the old tries to creep back in and push the new out. But the new is here, Topper. That newness of heaven is being demonstrated in our midst. If we would allow our natural man and our natural thinking and our natural understanding go, I tell you, you will feel something down on the inside of you that you have never experienced. You will feel the cloud of glory that's in this room. The cloud of his glory is here. But you can miss it. You can be deaf to it. You can be numb to it and not know what's actually going on. But I tell you, Pastor Love, my Lord from Zion. Woo, 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 woo. We've already entered in. We've already entered in. We've already entered in to a new season. We have entered into. You know, the devil don't want us to do this, but he can't stop it. What God is doing now is past the enemy's ability to even enter into it. Pastor Love, it's past. See, you get so close to heaven that the devil can't even come. Come on now. He has a little space that the Lord lets him come through so he can accuse the brethren. And so what is he going to say about PWM in that little space that he has? I can't say them, but they love you. What can I say? I can't accuse them of but one thing. That they're entering into where you are. I don't like it, but I can't stop it. Because God's not going to give him permission to even interfere with what's going on now. There's a deeper level of understanding. A deeper level of revelation. A deeper level of walking with God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Jesus, Pastor Ross, Jesus. Jesus. Come on, y'all, Jesus. I'm not talking about a natural man, but Jesus. Jesus, the resurrected Jesus. Paul said, I used to know him out of the flesh, but I don't know him like that anymore. I know him that's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Woo, Jesus. They're saying, come on, Pastor Ross. 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 I'm going to fill you up, Pastor Ross. I'm going to heal you, Pastor Ross. Just come on. Just walk with me a little while. See, Enoch had to walk with the Lord for 300 years. He had to walk 300 years before he got it. Woo! But he walked. He walked. Progressively. Progressively he walked. He kept, come on, Shanique. 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 So you don't even know what's happening to you when you start walking. See, when you start walking with him, you don't know what's transpiring. You don't know what's going on. Because, see, your mind and concentrated is totally on him. But then he's got his mind on some other stuff. Because I got to do some stuff. I got to make some changes. I got to rearrange. I got to bring about. I've got to demonstrate. But all I want you to do, just walk with me. You'll have but one charge. Just walk with me. Just walk. Walk with me, Jesus. Walk with me. We used to ask him to walk with us. But the song is, Lord, I want to walk with you. Enoch walked with him for 300 years before he entered into just not being anymore. See, we just start our entering. But Pastor Love, we're in there. It's happening, baby. Rob is in there. It's in there. He just set us up. He has set us up. He has set Peter M up. this apostolic grace that sits here and looks like nothing is happening, I tell you, the river is rising, the river of life. Read Ezekiel 47, I think in 12, and you'll find out that the river, it's rising, the river of life. The river of life, the river of joy, the river of peace, the river of hope, the river of love. It's all rising. But you know where Ezekiel said the waters after it rises, it's gotta go somewhere. Because if it doesn't go anywhere and it stays there, it's gonna get stagnant and it won't be any good. But he said, I'm gonna fill it up and then I'm gonna let it flow. But it's got to flow out of the sanctuary. The spigot is the sanctuary. We are the what? Sanctuary. And this is where the well, the river of life is flowing. The river of life. The river of life. It is flowing. It's moving on the inside. It's moving on the outside. It's moving all around. I know some of you all can't feel it, can't understand it, but stay with it. Stay with it. I acknowledge you today to stay in this new place of existence. This is where God is. This is where Jesus has camped out at. He said, I'm looking for a place where I can live. I'm looking, Pastor. Can I live here? Let me see. Is there any room in there for me? Come on, is there any room? Oh, what's in there? That's a beautiful tablet. What's in there? Is there any space in here for me? Is there any space in here for me? Denise, is there any space for him? Because if you give space for him, I declare unto you, your whole life will change. Everything about you will change. It will. Oh, Jesus. Glory. See, we'll become what we're supposed to be, the habitation of God. Let me tell you something. When Satan fell, he brought a curse on the land, right? And he broke the connection with God and man. But when Jesus came, died, rose, and sitting on the right hand of the Father, he brought the connection back. And the reason he brought it back was so he could give it to us. It don't profit nothing for him to have just done it. But I've got to give it to somebody. Hey, you, come on here. You a habitation? Let me see. Let me see what's going on here. Let me see what's going on here. Is she worried about her life? Is she worried about the children? Oh, she don't trust me yet. I don't know. Where's the faith? You know what we also lost? When the curse came, we lost favor with God. We lost favor. Don't you know? Stand back up. We lost favor. We lost, see, God's getting ready. He's doing something in you. God, we lost favor. See, Adam had favor with God. But when the curse came, we were separated from God and we lost the favor of God. But guess what? It's back. The favor is back, baby. You got favor with God. You have favor with God. You have favor with God. You got favor with God. You have favor. You have favor. You have favor. You have favor. And what is favor? Favor is the permission to ask me. The favor is permission to stay with me. The favor. You got favor with me, Rocky? You mind? Jesus. You got favor with me? You know, you don't have to beg and plead when you got favor with God. You don't come to him like an outsider. You come to him like you belong to him. I'm getting ready to mess up, Rob. When Lorraine come to Rob for that wallet or checkbook or credit card, big money. She don't come like, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. She come with, baby going to empty it all out. Come on, y'all. That's favor. Husband and wives have favor with one another. We've got favor with God, which give us access to him. We can come into his presence boldly because we've emptied out. We've died with him. We've been buried. Oh, Jesus, how many times did you get buried? We're buried with him. You have to keep being buried. You have to keep being emptied out. You have to ask the Lord to drain me, sift me, Sift me. Get everything of me out. Get all of me so that the fullness of Christ can come on the inside. He's entering in. We have made openings for him. We have made openings. It's in the spirit. It's not in the natural. So you have to walk in the spirit to understand what's actually going on in here this morning. The spirit is so high. It's so ready. It's like a woman that's ready to give birth. When it's time for that baby to come, come on up. Oh, it's coming. And when it's time for that baby to come, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. This is not a cesarean section. Oh, he's coming. He's coming. You're going to bear a few pains, but he's coming. You got to push a little bit, but he's coming. He's coming. New thing has been born in this house because of the fasting and the prayer and the sacrifice that has given us access. It's like Moses and the children of Israel. They had to come out of Egypt because Moses told them, come on. Come on. The mixed multitude, even those that weren't Israelites, came. Got some people on your job that's coming. Some people on your job that's coming. Mm-hmm. Come on. Just because you're coming and you're walking with him. Every step that we take is with him. We're not outside of the covenant of God anymore, y'all. Come on, y'all. We're not outside of the covenant of God anymore. We've entered into the covenant of God, the favor of God, Jesus, the love, love that passes understanding. That just, you first start that song, Magnificent God, Lord, have mercy. Almost want y'all to get up there and pray, play it some more. Oh, when y'all were playing that song, he was walking all through here. 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 And those that are sensitive knew he was walking all through here. He was walking. I thought Rainy was going to take flight behind me. Oh, he's walking all through me. Let me tell y'all what happened to us while we went away up to the mountain. We got some divine touches, y'all. God, heaven opened up to us. Jesus. And we didn't leave it on the mountain. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. We didn't leave it on the mountain, y'all. Glory to God. I'm so full, I don't know what to do with myself. Jesus, heaven is abiding. Heaven is aboding. Heaven is here. Stand. Knowledge is not spirit, is it? So we got too much knowledge to stand between us and God. The Holy Spirit trying to work and you trying to justified in your knowledge and in your head. But he's running. The river's rising. The river's rising. The river's rising. We're entering into a new stage, a new existence. And existence is where you're going to stay. You don't move in and out of it. It's like a new home. Oh, God. Oh, God. We're in there. Stage is a point or a period, a step or place into development. We're in a new stage of development, y'all. He's developing himself in us. Pastor Mike, he's developing himself in us. The change has come. If any man be in Christ, Lord Jesus, he's a new creature. But you got to be born, you have to be baptized in him and died with him. See, if you don't die with him, you can't be the new. You're still the old. See, the old man still exists until you die. Then once you die, which means I give up all my ways, all my thoughts, all my understanding of what I think I am or what I think Christianity is, I got to bury all of that. That's the old man. Paul operated in the old man. The old man thought it was right for him to persecute the Christians. He just knew he was right. And some of us in the old man think we're right. We think we're right. Because we've got so much of the old man. Paul said, I was a Hebrew of Hebrews, and I was taught by Gamaliel, the greatest teacher on the earth. So I know I'm right. I know I've got it. I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to. I'm helping God out. Come on now. So much of us helping God out. With our knowledge. with our Christian understanding, with our religious acts. He said, I don't need any of that. He's trying to give us a conversion. See, what is happening is he's giving us a conversion. Paul had a conversion on the road to Damascus, and he was blinded, and he died to everything that was in him. And when he rose up a new man, wrote a third of the New Testament. You tell me change. A new man. A new man. See, that old stuff won't nothing compared to the new. See, we're, what Chris said, we're afraid to let the old go because we don't understand. I'm in a new place now. What am I supposed to do? Nothing. See, because the old did a whole lot. The old man did a whole lot. We helped God a whole lot. But in the new, where the Holy Spirit has possessed us and taken us over, we don't have any thought. We don't have anything but the mind of Christ. And Christ said, I don't do anything except my Father moves on the inside of me and give me absolute direction as to what I'm supposed to do. So you know when you in the new, because you're not doing any of you. None of you. You know when you're in the new. Something clicks. Oh, that's the old man. That's the old man. So we have entered into the new creation, the new order. There's a divine law that's going on the inside of us, Pastor Ross. There's divineness coming up. I don't know how you explain it, but I'm telling you one thing. It will change everything about you. Lord, have mercy. I don't care whether I drop dead right here, right now. Heaven is already in me. Jesus, I don't have to wait. Heaven is already in me. The divineness of Jesus is already in me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on up in here. Jesus. All I want to do is continue to have fellowship with my Lord and Savior. My magnificent. We sang a song, but come on. Where's the reality? Where's the reality of the magnificent one? I don't fear trouble. Trouble is just for him to come and take care of some things. Come on, disappointment is just for him to come fix some things. He don't care nothing about that stuff, Rob. You don't care. I got you. In the new, y'all. In the new, Pastor told us that his sister moved to a town in North Carolina called Supply. We have moved into a new existence of Supply. A place called Supply. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. When you look at what's going on, you just say, come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on. Don't be calling the finance department. Come on, Holy Ghost. I'm in Supply now. See, when you live outside of Supply, you have to do a whole lot of stuff. You got to borrow from your sister, your mama, your cousin, and everybody. Everybody. Come on. But when you move, see, we move into a new existence. We enter a new stage, a new place, and it's called Supply. The Holy Ghost will do what? Supply all my needs according what? To the this is a reality. This is a reality, y'all. I was thinking something new, but I was thinking about a bagel this morning. Rocky know what I'm talking about. Phone ring up to and I said, "Oh, sweetie, can you go if you want?" She said, "Oh, I'm right here now." Simple thing, but it's supply. It's supply. It's supply. It's called supply. You moved into I will supply. All of your what? Needs. When are we going to start believing this? When are we going to start living in this? Supply. Supply. Come on, Holy Ghost. You said you would do what? Supply. Supply. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. I'm trusting you, Jesus. Jesus. Supply. Come on. Healing. Supply. Come on, y'all. We've moved into a new existence, a new place, y'all, a new place, a new place of existence that's called supply. And great is his faithfulness to do it. Great is his faithfulness to do it. Great is his faithfulness to do it. See, we won't challenge him. We won't challenge him. We won't challenge him. As the Spirit dwelt in Jesus in the flesh. Don't y'all know the Spirit was in Jesus? Heaven was in Jesus when he walked the earth. He was on the earth, but he was in heaven at the same time. And just as it did him when he went to the Father and sent the Holy Ghost back, the Holy Ghost sent what? Heaven. We got to talking about tongues. When he said, go wait, because I got something for you. I'm going away, but I got something better coming for you. Wait. Go to the upper room and wait until you be endued with power from on high. Now, let me ask you, is tongues power? He wants to endue us. He wants to put in us. He wants to endow us. He wants to endow us in this new existence. We keep getting out. That divine touch is number heaven coming down. See, we think Pentecost was one thing. I'm back way whenever. I'm Pentecost this morning. Woo! Hey, the whole fire by Shia, the fire of God. I'm Holy Ghost now. I'm Pentecost now. Pentecost now. We didn't come here this morning to sit in pews and get nothing, but we came in here to feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on now. Pentecost now. We keep waiting for 50 days after Easter. Woo! Pentecost now. Just all you got to do is want it. They went up there because they wanted it. They went up there in faith, believing it. If we can get there in our faith, it's Pentecost now. Heaven opened up what? When Pentecost came, heaven opened up. Sent the fire and the flames and, you know, Peter. Then they went out and tore this town up. Pentecost now. Not later. Pentecost now. Fill me up. Come on. I need it. I need more of God. Yesterday's mercy and grace was good. But this morning when I woke up, oh, I thought we had gotten enough Stan down at the mountain. Oh, Stan. I thought he had did all he was going to do. Woo, Jesus. Woo, but it just begun. It's only just begun. Woo. I know some of y'all were on the mountain with her, but y'all going to catch up. Y'all going to catch up. That's why I'm here this morning. Y'all going to catch up. I'm sprinkling it on you. Divine touches. Divine touch. When heaven come down. Heaven come down. Woo, heaven come down. David said, taste and see. Habashako Dasi. Come on, Holy Ghost. My Lord from Zion. In this new place, y'all. In this new place. Oh, God. In this new place. Lord, have mercy. Oh, stop praying for me like that, Paps. I'm raining. Oh, God. She told me to put the paper down and let the Holy Ghost do his thing. See, and every time I get ready to go to the paper, she over there talking about, Oshahiyabahata. Glory to God. See, this is not what you read or write. This is about anointing by the Holy Ghost. I'm in a new existence. I'm in a new change. I'm in new revelation. I'm in new understanding. I'm in new peace. I'm in new joy. Ah, Yashiev. I almost jumped up on that chair. Just almost jumped, but I didn't want to fall back on Miss Brenda because Roz ain't got strength enough to catch me. So, you know what I'm saying? But a new place in God. Pam, a new place in God. A new place, Miss Pam. You ready? That's it. That's all he needs is I'm ready. It's not that hard. I'm ready. Forget about all of you and just say I'm ready. Because he can take care. He's not concerned about you. I don't care what you've done or where you are.
All you got to do is say, I'm ready. The rest is over. Paul, after all he had done, all that was over. David, man after God's own heart. But it didn't matter. Kill adultery, it don't matter. Murder, adultery. But he kept saying, Jesus, I'm ready. He created me a clean heart. Come on. Renew the right spirit in me. See, you got to know when you messed up. See, you got to know when the old man is doing his thing. See, if you don't know, you'll stay in that state. See, David realized, the prophet came to him and said, you the one. Holy Ghost saying this morning, you the one that I want to feel. You the one I want to take care of. Pam, you the one he wants to take care of. Tina, you the one. You the one. You're the one. Come on, Holy Ghost. We were foreordained to be here. Preordained. You know, God so loved the world. Yeah, but not everybody's going to respond. Not everybody. He loves the whole world. He wants to give the whole world some of this, but the whole world don't want it. And there's Christians that don't want it. They want to sit in their comfortable places, go to their beautiful churches. I call them the cemeteries. Go to their beautiful places, with the stained glass windows. Hear them same old stale sermons. Listen to them three songs from the choir. And get a closing and say, I've been to church. Come on now. We want our testimony standing. It's I went to heaven. I went into grace. I went into the anointing. I just didn't come and sit in these tan chairs. But something happened to me. Something is going on the inside of me, Amanda. Thunder and lightning. Miracles and wonders. It feels like heaven on earth. Come on now. Many waters. The waters are rising. Oh, the waters are rising. The waters are rising. The waters are rising. The waters are rising. They're getting higher. And the water just represents life in Christ Jesus. Oh, the river of life that flows from the throne of God is rising. He found a place where he can open. Oops. I see a place down on Mountain Road. Come on, y'all. So he's been slowly, drip by drip, but now it's getting faster. It was at our ankle. Come on. It's at our knees. Oh, our waist. After a while, it's going to be so full, the sanctuary is going to be flowing. Because we're the sanctuary. We're going to be flowing. Come on up here, Pam, since you're up. You can't move. You can't move, Pam. Come on. You can't move when the Holy Ghost is moving. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on, sweetheart. Come on. Come on. It's okay. It's okay. That's okay. That's all right. That's it. The Lord wants you. The Lord wants to show you who he is. He wants to demonstrate. He wants to demonstrate. He wants to demonstrate things you've been wrestling with. So I've been trying to fix. Been trying to get done. After today is over and Christ gonna take over. The Holy Ghost of God. The Holy Spirit is nothing but the Father and Jesus bound up in one, coming on down in here. We don't even know what we have when we have him. The Holy Ghost is nothing but God and Jesus rolled up in one, coming on down here. Woo! You got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, heaven on earth. Oh, Jesus. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. The fullness of the Godhead bodily. The fullness of the Godhead bodily. The fullness of the Godhead. The fullness of the Godhead. Jesus. The fullness. The fullness. Fullness. The fullness, the fullness, the fullness, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit indwelling, taking us over, taking over this little area down here, this mountain road area, taking over your homes. He's taking over. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit taking over. Just acknowledge him. Just acknowledge. Just acknowledge. Just acknowledge. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. He's got our times in his hand. Oh, Pastor Mike, the day coming. The day is coming. He's already set it up. See, we worried about May. God, we thanking God for May 6th. He knew May 6th, 2018, back in, before the foundation of the world. Because God the Father, God the Son was looking down throughout time. He looked out. He looked all the way down. Saw Amanda. He looked down and saw through trillions of years. Oh, Bashiatasa. God the Father, God the Son. When he made man, the Spirit, he said, let us make man. God the Father, God the Son. He's got man-made things. Oh, but he's got spirit things now. We made us before, but he's made us anew this time by the Spirit. See, last time he had to take his hands and put it in the clay. He had to breathe his breath. And then that dirt, the clay got up. But see, that dirt and clay was still dirt and clay, because if it wasn't, it wouldn't have. Holy Ghost, come on, y'all. Why do you think they fell? Come on. But see, we don't have to fall. All we're doing is going up, because the divine touch of God, the divine will of God, the divine place of God is taking place in us. We don't have no desire to do anything but go up. The devil might be here on my side, but whew, what Wigglesworth say? Oh, it's just you. We don't have no fear of the devil. Don't care nothing about bills. Don't care nothing about trouble. What's trouble to God? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who created the eternalness, who takes care of the universe. And you don't think he can take care of you and your little problem? It's an insult, y'all. It's an insult. It's an insult. It's an insult. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Magnificent God. Magnificent. Magnificent. What could he say? Nothing is impossible for me. What's impossible for man is not impossible for God. Because he's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He's working a work in this place here this morning. He's making room, going deeper, making us wider. And oh God, what he's doing in here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's changing us. He's changing us. The change has come. See, because when you get into the new place, you can't do like you did in the old place, y'all. Come on. You move into a new house, you don't treat it like you did in the old house. Brenda got a new house. The old man. The old is gone. That's over. That was a beautiful one she was in, but forget that. He said, Paul said, I forget those things that are behind me. We can't get into the new man because we won't forget. Come on. It might have been good, but forget it. I have to forget it. You understand? Hey. Woo. Woo. Single people have to forget it. Come on, y'all. I don't want the truth up in here. Single people have to forget it. If you're going to move on with God, you have to forget it. But there's something better coming. Come on. He'll do for you what no man or woman could do for you. Come on now. Hey, that hand reached down from heaven and touched you. Woo. Woo. Whew. Pastor Rod said we have three lovers at one time. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Can't no one woman or one man give you that. Woo. Come on. Come on. Come on, y'all. We want to go all the way. We're going to touch it all. Come on, Holy Ghost. Change has come. You're walking in a new existence. We're in a new place in God. We're in a new place, y'all. And we have to learn how to live here. And the old man will keep trying to stir himself up. But you got to say, oh, I'm in a new place. When that thought comes, nope. I'm in a new place. Have the mind of Christ. What would Christ, you know, I hated that band thing they used to wear. What would Jesus do? You ain't going to do it, no way. Pull it off. Because if you got to buy it and put it on, something wrong with you in the beginning. See how we go with this stupid stuff? What would Jesus do? He done already told you, I died, I was buried, and now I'm resurrected. He told you what he was going to do, and he did it. We're up here talking about what would Jesus do. He did what he said he was going to do. He came to save mankind and bring us back into relationship with the Father. He proved that he did it. I don't need a bracelet to answer what would he do. He's doing it in me. Oh, I'm going to tell you what he's doing. He's moving in me. Oh, I'm going to tell you what he's doing. You don't have to ask me. You don't have to ask, what is he doing? What is he doing? BJ on his job, they ain't going to have to ask. You know, look at that man. That man is charged up. Something new is happening to you. Come on. He's doing it. He's doing it to those that are open to it. And all the Holy Spirit is saying to this congregation this morning, open wide and let him come in. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Open wide and let him come in. Let them come in. Take possession. Evict the old man. Put him out. Put him out. Put him out. He's going to keep trying to come back. Up. Put him out. You don't belong here anymore. You can't live here anymore. You can't even visit here anymore. Can't even. Sometimes we want to visit the old. No. We're not even going to visit it. You can't come back. You can't stay. We're not going to visit you. We won't have any part of you. Because there's a new developing in me. And it takes time. It's a process. But we're here, y'all. Holy Spirit wants you to know you're here in that divine place that God foreordained before the foundation of the world, that there would be a group of people that he could inhabit and live and possess and show wonders and miracles through in the land, that his kingdom would manifest and heaven would be a reality. Right here in us. That's his job. That's his purpose. That's what he wants to do in PWM. But there was an organization, I don't know whether they still exist. It was called Women Aglow. And y'all know? PWM Aglow. Shining. Shining bright. Denise, shining. Come here, baby. Come here, sweetheart. Come here, lovely lady. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Woman aglow. Filled with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Endowed from the head to the toe and from the toe to the head. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. A new Denise. A new Denise. A new Denise. Oh, don't go nowhere. A new Denise. A new Denise. Come on, Brady. A new Denise. Come on. A new. A new Denise. A new Denise. Today is your day, baby. Ah, that I see. Your birthday, your natural birthday is not today. But your new birth is today. Your new birth. He's born in you again, if there's such a thing. New. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, he's not limited to anything or anybody. He's not limited to anything or anybody. He's not limited to anything or anybody. I need you, Shanique, to put your hand in my back and come walk with me. Come walk with me. Put both hands in my back. Glory to God. There's an impartation going on. There's an impartation going on. There's a great, you know, before Paul left, he took Timothy. Come here, Timothy. I need to lay hands on you. Because there's something. I'm leaving, but I'm going to give you something. See, he's going to give you something. There's an impartation taking place. There's greatness growing up inside of you. There's strength and wisdom growing up inside of you. Oh, it's only been a short time, but Timothy had the same thing Paul had. He was a young man. He didn't have what Paul got on the old man. But he said, when he went to Timothy, he said, stir up the gift that was put in you when your grandmother laid hands on you. Jesus, Jesus, stirring up the gift. Put your hand on her back. Stirring up the gift. Stirring up the gift. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Gonna walk. He's gonna walk. He's gonna talk. He's gonna abide. Yes, he's gonna live. He's gonna take care of everything. God the Father. All he wants you to do is be. Just be. Don't do just be. Don't do just be. Just be. Just be. Just be. Just be. Just be. Drink all the water you need, sweetheart. The river is rising. Drink all the water you need. Drink all the water you need. Drink all the water you need. Y'all, the river's rising. Y'all waiting for somebody to put your hands on you. But the river's rising. You can jump in anytime you get ready to. You can jump in. You can jump in. You can jump in anytime you get ready. You can jump in. Dion, jump in. Dion Greenhill, Dion Tracy Greenhill, jump in. Jump in. Jump in. Don't be afraid of this new place in God. Jump in it. Jump in it. Feet, hands. Don't stand there and put your toe in it. He don't like toe religion. He don't like toe religion, y'all. See, normal religion is just toe religion. They just stick their toe in, you know. But for us, we're going to go all the way in. We're going all the way in. We're going to be consumed. Consumed with it until it flows out of us. We're the sanctuary. Read that Ezekiel. What's the child name? 47. 1 through 12. I just want you to read 12. Can you get that for me, baby? Just read 12. Where are you? Just get that and read it. That's the word, Rainey. Forget that stuff on the paper. That's the word. Rainey said, put your paper down. Put your paper down. Let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do. See, I didn't have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit on that paper. I didn't have Shanique's name written on that paper. I didn't have Denise's name written. I didn't have Pam's name written on that paper. But God's making a visit. He's making house calls today. Woo! Hallelujah. Jesus. He's making house calls. He's making house calls today, y'all. Whatever your address is, when you go back, the cloud of glory is going to meet you at the door. Jesus. And supply forevermore. Supply forevermore. Supply spiritually and naturally forevermore. Forevermore. Forevermore, y'all. Forevermore. See, we don't have to worry about transitioning from this world through death because we already dead and we already living in the kingdom. Heaven is already out, so we're just going to say goodbye to y'all for a while and then we're going on and I'll wait for you to come. Heaven now. Heaven now. Heaven now. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit comes down when he comes, but he comes with the Godhead. He comes with permission. To come down here and bless Mike's socks off his feet. Change. Change what he's doing now. Giving him a new. Giving him a new. Mike a new. Too much of the old. And I'm not talking about your natural flesh. I'm talking about that job. God said change coming. Don't worry about a change coming. You ain't going to have to ask for it or look for it. You're just going to. This is where you're going to be now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God Amen. The Father, God the Son.
Amen. Ezekiel 47:12. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side,
Come on there.
Both shall
sides.
Grow.
Both sides,
on growing. This side and on that side.
We're growing. We're growing.
On this side and on that side shall grow all trees Come for meat, whose leaf Come shall on. Not
we,
fade.
We're growing Amen. Meat. It's mm-hmm. meat is nutrition.
Amen.
Now, spiritual nutrition. We're growing it. What sustains us? What we need? Jesus told his disciple, I have a meat that you don't even know of. I know you want to give me this natural meat, but there's a meat that you don't even know about that's coming out of us today, coming upon us today. Go ahead, baby.
push yet.
Right here. Mm-hmm. Whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed.
Come on.
It shall bring forth new fruit.
New fruit.
According to his months.
Come on now.
Because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary.
Come on.
And the fruit thereof mm-hmm. shall be for meat.
Mm-hmm.
And the leaf thereof for medicine.
Come on. Come on. Supply for the natural man and for the spirit man. Healing, 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 healing. It's got the river is rising. River is rising. River is rising. The river is rising. That's it. The river is rising. The river is rising. The river coming out of the sanctuary. The rain is coming out of the sanctuary. Coming out fruit. Fruit, meat, fruit and meat, fruit and meat. That means your supply. You don't have to worry about your supply, what you, your nutrition, what it takes to survive. You know, we can't survive without food and water. You know what I'm saying? He said, I got your supply, and it's going to flow out of this sanctuary. You know, there's another scripture that say he'll send strength out of Zion and help out of this sanctuary. Come on, we the sanctuary, y'all. That help that the world needs is coming out of us. That river is rising, changing. Something moving, something shaking. Come on now. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Life. Life in Michelle. Life is rising. Healing is rising. Healing is rising. Healing is rising.
Hallelujah.
We're not going to bow to the enemy. We're not going to bow. It's progressive. A little bit today. A little bit more tomorrow. Put your hands on it, Cheryl. Go with Cheryl. Go with Cheryl. Go with Cheryl. A little bit today. You know, you got your legs. Got your legs the last time. He going to get something else this time. He going to fix them legs forever, for eternity. No more swelling. No more fluid, liquid. Come on. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Declare and decrees it. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit decrees it. Thunder and lightning. Miracles and wonders. Come on, y'all. Sounds of many waters. Those waters rising. Flowing out of the sanctuary. Flowing out of the sanctuary. We are the sanctuary. Giving us life. Life eternal. Come on, y'all. Eternity is entering into us. I know that don't sound right. But eternity is entering into us. The world has no significance anymore. None, 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 none. No, 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 no. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, we bless his name this morning. We bless his name this morning. We bless his name this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness to us, to PWM. Great is his faithfulness to Pastor Gary and Pastor Gloria. Great is his faithfulness. What I've done is nothing compared to what I'm going to do. Where you are is nothing compared to where I'm taking you. Walk with me, the Holy Spirit said. Go with me. Stay in this new place. Don't go back. Paul said, press. You got to press toward the prize of the high calling. You forget those things. Now, see, you got to do both parts. You forget those things behind me. Then you start pressing. You know, you start pressing. You know, because the devil don't want to leave you alone, but you got to keep pressing. You got to keep pressing. You got to keep pressing. Now press toward the mark. Come on. That means today I'm higher today than I was yesterday. I'm closer today than yesterday. Yes. Thank you. Who? What's his name? What's your name, sweet son? Jason. Father, we thank you for Jason. That's your favorite color? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for blessing him. Thank you for his being here today. Thank you for his coming. God bless him for his coming. Just for his coming. Do a new and a fresh thing in him. Demonstrate. Do something extraordinary that he will realize and understand of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's praise him for a little while. Just give him glory. Just give him glory. I ain't fooling with you, Tina. And you don't have to. She turned her head, you know.
ain't fooling with you, Tina. Holy Ghost already got you. Holy Ghost already got you. Holy Ghost already have you. He has assured me. He has assured me. He's assured me. Oh, thank you. He has assured me. And see, when you get that assurance, it's over. It's a done deal. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like. I don't care what it acts like. Holy Ghost already done. I see the end product. I see the end. Look, give me the mirror. I don't know why the Holy Ghost person is behind, right on that seat by you. Thank you. You're sitting on the mirror, Cheryl. Pastor Love. Oh, bring it over here. I didn't know what he wanted me to do with it, but he said, take the mirror out. Go down there to Miss Lady with the blue on. Put that mirror in her face. Take a good look at what you see now. Take a good look. Take a good look at it. Oh, because that's fading. That's going away. Thank you, Jesus. Take a good look at it. That's not what it is. I know that's what that mirror says that it is. But God said something totally different. God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. They say. How are you going to be the they say? Woo! How are you going to be they say over Lindsay? How are you going to be today? You can't beat they say. They said. They like hound dogs is on your track. You'll never get away. Never, ever. Never. What you see now is gone. That's bye-bye to that. That's over. That's over. Because they said it. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Oh, we bless his name up in this house this morning. Taba, take heaven to your home, baby. Take heaven. Take heaven to your home, baby. Walk in the door and say, come on, heaven. Oh, Jesus. Come on. Y'all, take heaven to your house. Come on. Take it to your house. Take it to your house. Come on. He's inviting you to bring me home. Bring me home. Bring me home. Take me home. Take me home. Take me. You know, where is our home? We are citizens of heaven. Come on. Take heaven into that house and translate it into a heavenly abode. Come on. Come on. It's a done deal. Heaven. They can't fight against heaven. They can fight against flesh and blood, but they cannot fight. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. Come on. It's the spirit. And once we take heaven in, that demonic spirit's got to go. It's got to go. It has no place. Because when he comes, he gonna evade the whole house. He don't talk about no one room. Thinking about rooms, Miss Lady said to me yesterday, I'm going to take care of this room. I said, baby, I know it. I ain't even worried about that. Shoot. I ain't worried about that. He's already done what he's going to do. He just got to bring it forth now. Jesus was the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world, but then he was brought forth. So he's bringing forth some things now. Miss Amanda, Holy Ghost on you. Holy Ghost on you. Holy Spirit on you. Yeah, that's right. Get the baby to great grandma. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. This is a fresh anointing. It's fresh oil. There's a fresh anointing and fresh oil. There's fresh oil, anointing and fresh oil. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit endowing you again and 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 again. Again and again and again and again. I can't say how he's going to keep doing it. He's going to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. There's greatness in the Spirit. Wisdom in the Spirit, understanding and knowledge in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit said, nurture me just like you nurtures Zaire. Nurture me because I want to grow in you. Nurture me. Nurture me. Let life come and let life flow. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. I'm supposed to stop, I think. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can't go to the paper. Every time I try to go to the paper, where's your child? Leave me alone, Rainey. I guess there's nothing good on that paper, huh? I think there's nothing good on that paper. Holy Spirit wants to demonstrate just by me not using the paper. He said, the kingdom of God come with power and demonstration and with authority. So I'm just releasing the authority of God the Father and God the Holy Ghost over this congregation. You will never walk alone, never think alone, never be alone, never be in lack, never be in doubt. Because something has been deposited. The Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son has been deposited into our spirits today. We're in a new existence, a new place, and a new time. It's like we went through a time zone. It's all new. So we have to learn it, grow with it, let him teach us in this place. But it's a higher level of faith, a higher level of revelation, a higher level of dreams. It's a higher level of encounters. It's just a higher level, this new existence. You read the word of God and it's going to like jump off the page and you could be in that place. That's how you're going to really understand it and experience it. We're going to experience the reality. We've been reading about it and singing about it, but now it's time to experience it. And this is this new place where we literally, literally feel heaven. I'm telling you, when I walked through that door this morning, heaven was in this room. Before they start singing Magnificent God, I was about to go somewhere. I said, Lord, what do I do? He said, just sit down. Because if Pastor was here, I couldn't do what I wanted. I wouldn't be able to fall out. Stand up. He said, stand up under the anointing. So I'm standing up under the anointing, y'all. But I feel like I want to fly, run, jump. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Because the Holy Ghost is moving. Something moving. Something shaking. Feels like heaven. Feel his glory. Feels like heaven on earth. Come on, y'all. It's not just a song. That's our new place of existence. Heaven on earth, heaven on your job, that little cubicle you in or that little space you work is heaven. Heaven evaded now. Because wherever you go, you take heaven. You can't take it out and leave it. See, James, you can't take it out and leave it. Come on, you can't take it out and leave it. You can't take it out and leave it. You can't take it out and leave it. Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. Taking, evading. He is evading. Thank you. Possessing us. He's possessing us today, Pastor Cheryl. He's so happy he don't know what in the world to do. Y'all know he gets happy when this happens. It's his joy. It's his joy when he can get in. He said, I stand at the door and knock. And if anybody say, come in, I'm coming in. He said, I'm standing there. I've been standing. He's been knocking, but now he has heard us say, come in. Come in. He heard Pastor Mike say, come in. He heard Pastor Love say, please come in. Down on my knees, come in. I'm not going to mess with you. Okay. Come on. Taba says, come in. Come in. I stand at the door and I'm knocking. But PWM has said, come in. Come in and take us over. Come in and have your abode here. Come into this sanctuary. Come in. Come in. Come live and move and have your being in here. Have your way. Do what you want to do. We won't resist anymore. There's no resistance. No resistance. Because we understand. See, we resist because we didn't understand. But now that we understand, Pastor Mike, there's no resistance. Boy, you so blessed. I don't know why. Lord, have mercy.
He is. He's so blessed. I don't know what in the world to do. I would say I want some, but no, I'm going to keep my own. You so blessed, man. See, when you, he said, after you suffer a while, just a little while, after you suffer a while, I'm going to establish you and settle you and bless your socks off. See, but we don't want to go through the suffering part. It's a blessing to be able to suffer with God. Can I find anybody that will suffer or enter into? Paul said, I want to know you in the power of your resurrection, but I also want to enter into your suffering. Because that's where the victory is. That's a whole nother level, y'all. We on this level. I don't want to fool you that there's peaches and cream and a cake life. But on this level, you get the demonstration of who God is, who the Father is. You know, in the Old Testament, he showed himself as God. In the New Testament, he showed himself as Father. So we moved away from the old. You better catch it. We moved away from the old. We got Papa Daddy now. Papa Daddy, Big Daddy. We got Big Daddy on our side now. Come on. Come on. Come on. What does he think about a natural man? Jesus, I can blow on you and you gone. God is the giver and the sustainer of life. The substantion is here this morning. Don't worry about where you are. He'll take care of it. He'll take care of it. And you'll see the newness of who he is. He's going to open our eyes. Paul said the eyes of our understanding would be open and enlightened. We're praying one for the other that will happen. That will happen. That we see like we've never seen before in the spirit. We'll hear his voice like many waters, thundering in our ears and over our lives. We'll feel grace flooding our souls. You're just walking along and there he is. Sitting at your desk and there he is. In the kitchen and there he is. There he is. Sitting here this morning, here he is. He's here. He's here. God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit decide to visit us. What make us worthy? His love. But because we've yielded to him, we start the dying process, entering into the suffering of who he is and his resurrection. He's favoring us. He's favoring us. Glory to God. He's favoring us. Oh, this is nothing. Close it up, Rainey. Rainey, I'm going to close it up. I'm not going to try to read it. I'm not going to grieve the Holy Spirit by trying to do that. Because I would be grieving him, because I would be trying to take my knowledge above his. So he has done what he wanted to do in here today. The glory of God is sitting on each one of us. It's sitting. It is sitting on us. Dwelling on the inside of us. God the Father. Man, that revelation is something. We're walking in a new existence, a new place, a new level. God will show you who he is. The Father will demonstrate the love of the Father. And the Holy Spirit will carry it out. The Holy Spirit will carry out the Father and the Son's plans. So don't do a lot of seeking God for things. He's going to give you richly. Richly, he said, richly he'll give you the kingdom. It is his desire to bless us. So you don't have to go in the Lord, I need this. I would desire. No, just love on him. Get quiet and still before him. And let him fill you up with him, and he'll take care of the external. If you let the internal grow, he'll take care of the external. You don't have to worry about your socks. You might get those pretty socks on.
I said, Mike has those pretty socks on. You don't have to worry about your socks. Shanique got some socks coming. She know what I'm talking about. But God is going to bless us in a tremendous way. In a tremendous way. Spiritually, first. But as the spirit transfers and transpires and operates, the natural will catch up. Natural will catch up. I don't have a care in this world. I don't have a need in this world. Because he's my shepherd and I shall not want. That confession that we say over the offering and over our lives, it's becoming a reality. We don't have to care and work and toil, and we just have to be with him. And he'll take care of everything else. I just thank Father for being with us today. I thank our Son, the Son, for being with us today. And I thank the Holy Spirit for his demonstration. And I pray that he seal everything that was said and done here today and cause it to bear fruit and not wither, not fade away, but come into fruition as he so desired. Tony, come and close this out.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. One of the biggest issues that God has with us, even as believers, is that he has to convince us of his goodness. You know, we've been living a life where we've been hurt and we haven't been loved right. We've been in bondage for so long that we have to be convinced of our own freedom. God wants to bless us. He wants to give us gifts. He wants to share himself with us. He wants to wrap his arms around us. He wants the trees to grow on either side of us. He yes. wants us yes. to experience his favor. Yes. But he has to convince us of it. The reason why Abraham received that righteousness counted to him as righteousness is because he was fully convinced that God could fulfill his promise, even though he was over 100 years old. Sarah's womb was dead. You know, they hadn't been able to conceive all the times they've tried. He was convinced that God was going to do what he said he was going to do. That's where we have to come into. That's where we are right now. God is still trying to convince his people, like, I am who I am. And we have to get to a place where we get before his presence and sit before him and learn of who he is. Because Abraham, he had to learn who he was. Moses had to sit before him and learn who God was. The Holy Spirit is coming down so that we can have an experience with God every day.
Every day.
And we got something the biblical forefathers didn't really have, because the Holy Spirit had to touch them here and there. They had experiences, and they used to cry out, "Don't take the Holy Spirit away from me." But we have it present at all times. You see? But he has to convince us of it, because we don't see it. So our problem is we have to pray and say, "Lord, let us get out of our own way." Because it's right there before us, but we can't see it. We can't obtain it because we're blocked by our own human nature. So we have to pray and ask God, help us die to ourselves so that we may grow in you, so that you may rise, so that your Holy Spirit can do what he's here to do, to reveal who you are. That was what he said. He said, I'm going to send you a helper who's going to reveal all the things that I have taught you and bring back to remembrance all these things. And that's all it is. It's because we, as humans, we forget. God can deliver us out of Egypt and we forget who he is, and we be serving a cow, golden calf, very next month. We don't want to walk around that mountain over and over. No. We don't want to walk around that mountain. So we need to acknowledge who the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is and say, Lord, we submit fully to you. We submit to your promises. We submit to who you are. We will obey. Our lives are not our own. We count ourselves dead. We want to be. If we can, let us be 100 years. Let us have that 100-year-old revelation that Abraham had. Let our wounds be dead so that we may be able to walk in that righteousness that you have already set for us. We have to have some dead things in this life that they may be able to sprout life. Because God can't use what we call living. We have to have dry bones. We need those dry bones to live in our lives. So we have to let the Holy Spirit work. We have to let the Holy Spirit work. You know, it's just you know, this last example. You know, I don't know how many people can swim up in here. But most people who don't know how to swim, it is not because they don't have the know-how. It's the fear of the water. That's 100% of the fear. Even if you don't have the know-how to swim, if you just relax and let yourself go, you will float. Most people die and drown because they are trying to stay alive. Just lay back and relax. God is saying, I have already done the work. You have to relax and do what I told you to do. That's it. Stop fighting. You know, you can go beyond waist deep. You can go beyond waist deep. As soon as Peter was aware of himself, he started to sink. We have to let that old man go. We have to stop being aware of who we are and just keep our eyes focused on what Christ has already done. And watch everything around us grow. Watch us stay afloat. Watch all these storms get settled in our lives. We can't do that if we keep focusing on what we're going to do. We just need to settle in Christ and just allow Christ to be Christ. And let the Holy Spirit continue to reveal it, because he's going to reveal more and more. We're going to be so wild by, you know, we're wild now. Wait till he start moving for real, for real. You know, when mountains start to move and storms and the stars just line up in our lives. That's when we're going to start being able to see God at his most highest point. And that's when God can say those things that he wanted to reveal that he couldn't reveal to the apostles is going to be revealed to us, them greater things. That's what we're going to start experiencing. Prevailing is already on the brink of the door. Like you said, we just got to let God in. Lord, come in, come in, come in. That's what he's waiting. He's waiting for people that's going to say, come in. So with that said, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We just glorify you, Lord God. We thank you that your Holy Spirit was here. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have a witness, oh Lord God, that will be free to allow you to use them. Lord God, we just thank you for the words from heaven, Lord God. Heavenly Father, this was more than manna, Lord God. Heavenly Father, this was meat from heaven, Lord God. And Heavenly Father, we just continue to pray, oh Lord God, for it is easier said than done. But if we just release ourselves into the Holy Spirit's hands, oh Lord God, he will do and guide us the way we're supposed to go. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you, oh Lord God, your spirit is continuing to move in our lives. We just pray that we can come to know you and your Trinity, oh Lord God, more than we've ever known them before. Heavenly Father, let life continue to bud inside of us, oh Lord God. Let favor continue to be over our lives. Let your grace and your mercy continue to cover us. Heavenly Father, and cover our children, oh Lord God, and cover our families, oh Lord God. But Heavenly Father, just take us out of ourselves, oh Lord God, and give us that heavenly experience, oh Lord God, those John experiences, those dream experiences, oh Lord God, that reach us up closer to heaven, oh Lord God, that we may be able to walk up that stairwell with the angels, oh Lord God, and sit before your throne and hear and gain knowledge and wisdom from you, Lord God. So we just thank you for what you've taught us today, and we just thank you, oh Lord, as we continue to grow. We just say in Jesus' name, amen.